This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9, the game live at Buffalo Wild Wings perimeter location. So I was just told, Mike Bell, that we have $50 gift cards that we're going to be giving away once an hour here for Buffalo Wild Wings. All right. And we will give them to folks that are here in the building. In the building! And you gotta be present, all right? So come on through if you want to enjoy a nice beverage, maybe some a late lunch, maybe early dinner, whatever it's going to be.
So $50 gift cards for Buffalo Wild Wings. And the way we're doing it, basically, guys, it's you've got to know Squidbilly. It's Squidbilly trivia. If I asked you what time and what hospital was Squidbilly born in, you know that you get yourself a $50 gift card.
I think that may be a little difficult.
Yeah,
that's going to be hard.
What is Squidbilly's favorite NASCAR paint scheme?
That's going to be hard, too.
Yes, go ahead. Mike Johnson.
That's going to be hard. But we're going to give that away between now and 3 o'clock, all right, our first one. And then we'll continue to give those away. We also have a chance for you to win a signed Kyle Pitts jersey, guys. But you've got to register for that. It's right there as I look at it, right next to Squid and Mike Johnson, who are out here from the morning shift. So make sure you come on out. We're going to have all of our personalities out here hanging out with us as well at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mike, what was that yesterday? What did we see with our Falcons?
That was just an absolute sleepwalking effort. And the weird thing, guys, is, you know, we've been so bad for so long and not making the playoffs. It's hard to remember when a good team puts that kind of stuff out there. This happens to every team in the NFL. It's already happened to some teams this year. It used to happen to us back in the day. But it's hard to get your head around. It's only, and Mike Johnson could probably talk more about this. There's 17 weeks in the season, and you figure you're the professionals, but yet there's always one stinker. There's always a game where you just come out flatter than your kids. My kids, you've met my sister, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there's just no juice. And that's what happened. I've gotten as far on the rewind as you have, but Coach even talked about it in the halftime interview.
Well, he came out, yeah, and he said, look, we've got to wake up. That was the phrase he used. And they were flat. There's just no debating it. And you saw it from the start of the game. I mean, it obviously followed through the fourth quarter where they ended up taking Kurt out.
Right.
We see Penix for a series. Okay, great. But I don't want to see Penix, right? That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for dubs, and our team just didn't live up to it yesterday. The crazy thing is, for me, Mike, the turnovers killed us. I mean, you know, the strip sack score was one of, if not the biggest moments in the game yesterday. And Cousins is lucky he didn't get more injured. The way he landed on the turf, I mean, his head got squished.
Right.
He's got a bloody nose. He's on the sideline. We don't want to see any of that because those were violent sacks. But with that said, I thought it was a mistake-filled game where we were flat and we'll be okay. I know, like, in the moment, you don't want to hear that, but we're going to be fine. We'll react. This might be the best thing going into Tampa.
I mean, Kirk obviously owned it, as he always does. He doesn't shy away from it and says, I've got to be, yes, and no one debates it. Yes, you have to be better, Kirk. Play calling's got to be better. And the coach talked about it. Fans see it. There's no edge rush. Where I sit, I'm up in 342, so I see the play develop.
Yeah.
And, look, we can argue about the refs. It's a losing argument because, you know, they're going to go back and replay it. But they were really ticky-tack on false starts and line play. But the holding was ridiculous. Judon was getting held on every play. Whatever, it happens. But we've got to get somebody opposite him. We just don't have that guy. Coach, I mean, I know what Jimmy Lake is trying to do, but zone coverage only works when the linemen get pressure. Otherwise, you got to start blitzing. The outside linebackers, you know, they're not getting anywhere. You know, the only sack we got was from one of our run stoppers who got in there. You know, it was a James Smith Williams. Nothing is happening with the edge rush. And the coaches are aware of it. The fans know it. How are they going to fix it? Because there's really not a lot of guys you can go get midseason right now via trade.
Well, and again, yesterday was very reminiscent of the Carolina game. Close. Probably should have had three sacks.
Mm-hmm.
didn't happen, didn't get him to the ground, right. didn't make the play, was close, Geno escapes, Geno makes a play. Like, that's where we're living right now. And it's hard because those are the plays that come back to bite you. Let's hear from Raheem Morris about what went down specifically in the second half with the run game issues.
We just kept having moments, yeah. you know, whether it be a penalty, whether it be something to set us back, whether it be a big touchdown by those guys like at the end of the half, you know, something that they were able to counter do and something to do better than us. And we got to change those things to get the momentum we can get it.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, if you go look at this game and you go, all right, well, I mean, what happened? Bijan ran for over 100 yards. He did. He touched it 21 times. Tyler Allgeier only had 5 carries in this game. But offensively, we were blah. It was the turnovers really hurt you. And, Mike, you know, talking about the effort, let's hear Raheem Morris address this. He uses the word flat. That's the word that I'm using because that's how I feel. Guys, you ever just woke up for work one day and you're like, eh, you don't feel it? You're going to go to work.
That never happens on our show.
Never.
But ever.
You're going to get there, but you know it's like, it's just kind of been one of those days, and you get there, and you're just not as productive as you want to be.
Looks like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Exactly. Let's hear from Ra.
You know, not the effort. You know, we didn't come out. We came out flat today. You know, I hate to question guys' effort. I think the guys came out. We didn't play well, and we got to fix that. And that's something we got to go back to the lab and do.
Yeah, I'm not going to question the effort either. Listen, there's nobody that's not trying to win. Okay, and Mike, as we're talking about this, I know we've had a lot of discussions about A.J. Terrell. The touchdown for the half was also a backbreaker. I mean, you give up 3 there. I can live with that. You can't give up a touchdown, and it wasn't solely on Terrell. Again, we're in a cover 2. He should have help over the top, and Caden Ellis should be in front of that wide receiver. Okay. And instead, he gets caught looking in the backfield. All of a sudden, this lane opens up, and Geno, he hit it.
Yeah, but it is tough, though, and I know a lot of fans, certainly where I sit, okay, me, was like, why are we giving this money? You know, because when you see it as a fan, you don't know schematically where's the help supposed to be coming from.
You don't.
But still, a guy that's one of the highest-paid corners did not look like one of the guys who should be the highest-paid corner yesterday, regardless. But, you know, that's a bad day at the office. That was everybody on the team. Seattle also had 10 days to prepare, and they were looking at a 4-game losing streak had they not gotten their S together. Which they did. And again, we've said this. This guy leads the league in passing yards. Now, some of that is empty calories when they're getting down. But this guy, Geno, can deliver the football when you give him all that time. Any quarterback in the NFL. Desmond Ridder, believe it or not, when given time back last year, can deliver. So that was to be expected. But when you got Lockett and Metcalf out there running, like, basically with no one in the picture frame, that's awful.
404-726-0929. It was a disappointing day at the bench yesterday. And also, Raheem was asked about Bijan's stats. He, again, goes over 100 yards, Mike, scores. You feel good about that aspect. You're trying to take positives from this loss. Here's Raheem.
I think everybody know what I'm going to say about the stats. You know, they're for losers, and we lost today. You know, Bijan came out and was able to run the football well. He was able to catch the ball out the backfield pretty well. But you got to put it all together as a team. And I will never glorify individual stats over team wins. That's just not my makeup.
Yeah, and I'm with him on that. I mean, again, you could have a great day, and it's great for Bijan. Mike, it's progress, which is what we want to see.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it don't mean anything because you didn't get the dub.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.